Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday edition, the 23rd day of October 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Lindsey Williams, for his final visit with us this week, will completely spill his guts on what his inside source told him about the elite's plans for the next 2 years and the United States. It was the same former oil company CEO that Lindsey had worked with who told him that oil was going to drop from $150 a barrel to below 50 for at least a year, and that indeed did happen. So that is coming up today. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, with his once-a-week visit, will be joining us here on air, and Daryl Rundis will also be popping in to talk about his new alternative media website, udonews.com. And we're also going to have open phones. When Lindsey Williams is on with us, I'm going to have him recap for about 10, 15 minutes maximum. And then we're going to open the phones up for those of you that have questions for him. People that believe him, people that are skeptics, individuals that have any type of questions, you're welcome to get on air with Lindsey Williams. I, for one, believe his story. His information has proven to be accurate over and over again. But you can have different interpretations on why this individual is telling him this. You can have different interpretations. Are they trying to plant disinfo on us? If they are, it's a big operation. Why give him incredibly accurate info 2 years ago and then later give us bad info today? That could be the case as well. I'll ask Lindsey about that. That is coming up. We'll talk about the dollar, the jobless recovery, the economy, the latest developments there with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster in the third hour and Daryl Rundis in the fourth hour. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and infowars.net, as well as prisonplanet.com. Well, needless to say, we are getting a massive response to Fall of the Republic. All the great PrisonPlanet.tv members that have been downloading it and watching it and burning it to disk. The word is coming in that people are already hitting the streets all over the country and the world, handing out copies of Fall of the Republic that they've burned from PrisonPlanet.tv. For 3 days, I've been getting calls from individuals that have gotten the super high-quality DVDs, originals, from us in the mail, and that folks are busy burning down their electrical wires, feeding electricity into their DVD burners. Very, very exciting. I salute you and want to thank you. But we're also getting now people trying to nitpick the film desperately and trying to find inaccuracies. And so I've done little Google searches for inaccuracies or errors in Fall of the Republic and haven't really found any. Because sometimes people actually find small errors in the films. That's good. Usually a spelling error, or we get a year wrong, a date wrong, or there's a difference of interpretation on something. But this time, 3 days into the film being out, or 2.5 days in, all I found is, aha, we have caught Alex Jones red-handed. It's like Ted Knight and Caddyshack. I have you now. You. So we'll be going over that coming up, and a bunch of incredibly important news. All this and a lot more on the other side of this Friday, the 23rd day of October, 2009 transmission. Don't forget, we're also on the air Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Though I won't be live this Sunday. Heads up, we have a special retransmission for you. Still want to tune in? I've got to go to a funeral in East Tejas, but it's always good to visit family.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Toxins are in our foods and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. Get the tea.com. Log on to getthetea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. Getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at getthetea.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people still today think that all entertainment to do with movies, drama, is therefore nothing more than their entertainment. It never, ever was that case.
Throughout history, social engineers have refined techniques designed to control large populations.
It is bringing entertainment to thousands of people, right in the comfort of our own homes.
You're actually in an alpha state, being completely downloaded with new ideas.
A cult of personality can be manufactured to influence the masses.
Nobody will question what he's doing. They'll be so preoccupied with where he is or what he's wearing.
Yes, we can.
The idea of making him into a celebrity.
Eventually, he said, they will expect the media to do all their thinking and reasoning for them. And that's happened today.
The scientific dictatorship understands what makes human beings tick, and they're using it against us.
These cells are scanned by a stream of electrons, completing 30 pictures a second.
It's hard for people like that to take a serious interest in what their elected officials are doing. They've been programmed.
It's Obama's role to front for the international banking syndicate.
Barack Obama is a puppet of the New World Order.
Is this some sort of New World Order?
The New World Order is emerging.
For the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
The average man and woman is in a trance. They get home from work. They don't even talk to their children. They turn the television on, and they let those corporate messages set the agenda in their lives.
You got time to watch baseball. You got time to entertain yourself. But a knowledgeable public we're losing.
Kill your television, or at least turn it off a few hours a day. The children aren't even playing in your front yards anymore.
We don't want to live under a world government of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Obama is the latest version of 21st century mass mind control. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. October 21st, 2009.
That's right, my friends, and it is Friday, October 23rd. The film has now been out for 2 days and is burning across the plain, across the planet, as people are being awakened to the venomous, larcenous tyranny of the New World Order. People are being alerted to the real power structure, the real enemy. Here is the stack of news we're going to be covering today, along with Lindsey Williams back on air with us, Bob Chapman and Daryl Rundis. FCC sets sail on Internet rulemaking, and they're declaring the power to regulate the Internet. It's being hailed by some newspapers as, oh, they're saying they're going to protect net neutrality. But others reading the fine print are noticing that the FCC is declaring regulatory power over the Internet. This has never been their jurisdiction, and the current FCC chief has said repeatedly that they do plan to try to bring terrestrial radio-style rules to the web. The power to tax, the power to regulate, the list goes on and on. So this is just amazing. Continuing, Barack Obama sees worst poll rating drop in 50 years. That's right. A few months ago, he became the first president to have a 42% approval rating in multiple polls only 9 months into his administration. Now, a month or so later, it has fallen even further. It has gone down even more. So we'll be going over that report today. Also, the Boston Globe reports for drug maker, a shot in the arm. The quest for an H1N1 vaccine has been good for business for the vaccine makers. Just 2 months into their fear-mongering and profit-taking, pushing their vaccine, they have made an additional $7 billion just in the United States. But there's some good news, a silver lining in this dark storm cloud. New York suspends mandatory flu shots for health workers. I wonder if Boston and other states that are being sued right now, and if the courts have any justice left in them, they will rule as New York has ruled. You cannot make people take a vaccine unless they publicly declare martial law. Now, they've got a foot in both camps on this. They have implemented Level 6 World Health Organization UN treaty agreements, which then trigger executive orders signed by Bush and continued by Mr. Obama. And under those executive orders, they claim the unconstitutional power. Government can claim black people aren't human beings. They can claim women can't vote. They can claim that they can draft you. But that's all been proven to be unconstitutional and slavery. So they can say under these executive orders and under Level 6 UN control that they can force us to take shots. And so the government's been quietly behind the scenes trying to force corporations, businesses, and governments, state and local governments, to do this. Public schools all over are ordering parents to give their children flu shots using color of law. They'll even bluff you. It's been reported in the news, and countless callers have called in about it, where you'll say, my child doesn't have to take the seasonal flu shot or the H1N1 to be in school. Yes, they do. We're going to kick your child out, and then we're going to arrest you. And the smart parents that know the facts bluff them, because they're really holding a weak hand, and we've got the royal flush. And they say, oh, you mean you're going to kick me out because of a school policy and then trigger illegally truancy laws saying that my child is out of school and that it's my fault, and then you're going to arrest me for that. And then they turn red and say, here is the waiver form. Get out of my office, you scum! You know I'm trying to lie to you and defraud you. You know I'm a criminal. You know I'm a low-down lying piece of trash. Well, at least we're putting sodium fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals in your water to brain damage you. At least I got that over you. You see, that's their whole little sickening worldview. They lie about everything. It's disgusting. All right, I said I was going to just mention the stack and then go to your calls, but New York suspends mandatory flu shots for health workers. But they always have the hype. Oh, this Dallas Cowboy got it. Oh, this Seattle Seahawk got it. Oh, this college football star, the quarterback, got it. Oh, Joe Wilson's wife diagnosed with the swine flu. CNN, top story, but she's barely sick. But it doesn't matter. It's just, oh, look, his wife got it, too. It's all over. Take the shots. And don't listen to those right-wing conspiracy theorists, evil racists. They're lying. There's no mercury in the shots. It can't give you neurological disorders. It can't cause cancer. It doesn't have cancer viruses. It can't sterilize you or reduce your fertility, making you infertile. Even though the FDA inserts and all the vaccine inserts say it, don't listen to them. Don't read it. Believe us. Believe us. It doesn't matter. We've been caught millions of times lying. Believe us. Believe us. Northcom will save you. Oh, my gosh. Homeland Security is so concerned about gun owners. I was watching Potok of the Southern Slime Center, Southern Poverty Law Center, the minion of Morris Sleaze, D's, on there with Chris Matthews, not even letting Stuart Rhodes. In fact, let's just wild card try to call Stuart Rhodes, Ron Paul's one of his former staffers and the head of Oath Keepers, because later today, if I have time, maybe in the last 30 minutes, I want to either at 1:30, halfway into Chapman, or then at 2:30 towards the end of the show, if we can get him in either one of those slots. I meant to tell you that this morning, sorry, to the producers out there, but they're quick draw McGraw, so it's fine. They get him on there and don't let him talk because he's a Harvard constitutional law scholar, Army veteran, paratrooper, great guy. All he's trying to do is what we did, trying to get cities and states and counties. We got 7 or 8 states. I know an 8th last time I looked was seeing about or looking at saying we'll follow the Constitution, Bill of Rights, we won't follow the Patriot Act in this state. But at least 7 states, 800-plus cities, and I haven't looked in years. We had the idea to put out a manifesto, an idea. I just put the idea out, and listeners ran with the ball, and I salute you. First in New York, then in Texas. And 7 states, 800 cities and municipalities, some huge, some small, some tiny, some large, some metropolises, some tiny hamlets. The point is, we went to Austin City Council, got it passed. That's in Matrix of Evil, one of the best speeches a lot of people think I've ever given. We were going to lose by 2 votes on the city council, but pointing out what the Patriot Act really was, reading these sections of the U.S. Code, reading out of the Patriot Act after the U.S. attorney had spoken, lying. I called him a liar in the chamber. He turned red-faced, shut him down well with the truth. I just read the subsections, completely devastating. Austin said, okay, we'll follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they passed it by 1 vote. We got 1 more vote than we needed. On the Austin City Council. But that's all Stuart Rhodes is doing. He's saying, okay, the military and police are good men and women. Reread the Bill of Rights. Reread the Constitution. Reread the Declaration of Independence. Look at your oath again and keep it. Keep your oath. And they're on there going, Mr. Rhodes is insane. He thinks they're building camps. They just admit him all over the news. New York Times, Washington Post, Houston Chronicle. And he's crazy. He thinks foreign troops are training to take over America. They just had NLE 09 2 months ago. FEMA's front page saying troops from 14 countries were training to, quote, take on the American people. Congress had to send letters to Bush 2 years ago saying, why are you signing deals with Canada and Mexico to use troops as part of the SPP, foreign troops in the U.S.? The Governor's Association sent a letter 3 months ago to the White House saying, why are you deploying regular army? The army all over the country in their own press releases is doing gun confiscation drills. Arcadia, Iowa is one of the best examples.
And they just sit there going, no, 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 it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Stuart Rhodes will be on the last 30 minutes of the radio broadcast today. Good job on the crew getting him on short notice. I'll probably play these clips, though, when Bob Chapman's on with us from Dirtball, Scamball, Lieball, Fraudball, Twitball, Fraudball, with Chris Matthews, the twit, and the other little twit from the Southern Poverty Slime Center. I mean, how dare them? They attacked us when we tried to get the cities and counties to say they follow the Bill of Rights. Does anybody need to know who the enemy of America is when somebody's against the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence? That is the country. That is the republic. If we don't have those guarantees on liberty and freedom and private property, then we are Soviet Russia, Soviet Eastern Europe, we are Communist China, we are Pol Pot's Cambodia, we are Adolf Hitler's Germany, we're Imperial Japan. If we don't have those freedoms, see, under this system, the people are the boss. We have the rights. We constitute the government. Oh, but when veterans and police start saying, wait a minute, I'm not going to run illegal checkpoints with the military. Wait a minute, I'm not going to go disarm veterans. Wait a minute, I'm not going to... And we've got all their internal Homeland Security documents that we got from police and military. We know the military goes and spies on Ron Paul rallies and tea parties. And the military and police are really starting to wake up. And that has got the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL scared to death. And they should be. Because they are front men for the offshore private banks that are wrecking this country. And anytime you criticize the banks that are robbing us blind, you get called a racist. That's just like when they come out on the national news and all of Obama's surrogates say, calling Obama a socialist or any other name or showing him as the Joker. Why, that means you don't like black people. No, you are the race peddlers using race cold-bloodedly to divide people. Making it a racial issue. You peddle the hate. You always make it about what color somebody's skin is or where they're from or what their religion is. You are the people that in the schools teach our children about our, quote, differences, which creates all the infighting, and all the major studies show it. You make me sick. And speaking of the Southern Poverty Law Center, hate crimes bill goes to Obama for signature. Look, we've talked about this some and had a few guests on and mentioned it every few days on air, but there wasn't much we could do once they'd already passed it. It was signed on to the defense appropriations package, and unless Obama vetoes it, that's the only way the hate crime bill doesn't pass, which federalizes further all your local police and governments and turns them even more into political commissars, like in Soviet Russia. The police didn't investigate crime. They committed the crimes, and they went around marking down and tracking what people say and do. And we're going to get Ted Pike on next week about this, and the question is, will he veto it because it's got $100 billion for what many people report is a faulty high-tech jet fighter that every few missions needs new engines? So if he doesn't veto it, he promised he would veto it if it stayed in there. So Obama pledged to veto it. So now, this is the second paragraph in the CNN story, he's now pledging to sign it. See, if Obama zigs, you know he's going to zag. If he says the sky is green, the sky is blue. If he says something is up, you know it's down. If he says it's left, you know it's right. I mean, it's a new level of deception. Just like Schwarzenegger, a month ago, said, I will not sign the bill to register everybody's ammunition and register you as gun owners and make you thumb scan when you buy it, and it's behind the counter like you're buying porno magazines, the ammunition. And I said that week before he signed it, the next week I said, he will sign it. That scumbag, un-American piece of filth, everything he does is lie. He was involved in Enron. He gets swept to office in a recall over fighting Enron. He's advised by the very same globalist. He goes right off the same filthy playbook, and I know what play they're going to run when. It's not hard. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. It's like if you jump in a bull ring with a big red cape and start flapping it in front of the bull, in Madrid, Spain, and the big champion bull is going to come after you. I mean, it's real simple. It's 2 + 2 = 4. All right, we're going to give you some more of the news. Go to your call straight ahead. Totally jam-packed transmission today as we fight the global scourge.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Don't send your kin folks.
Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing.
Okay, we're going to go to John, George, John, James, Robert, and others. The toll-free number to join us today is 1-800-259-9231. Yeah, Obama has got the lowest approval rating of any president 10.5 months into any administration. And it's now dropping at the fastest rate ever. He has the lowest approval rating, and it's now, in the last 2 weeks, we're going to get into that, dropping at another record pace. So he's plumbing new depths. They don't care. Does a bank robber care if the people that he's robbing the bank, you know, the customers in the front room and if the tellers or if the owners of the bank care? No. No. They just come in and disguise themselves. And he's disguised as our president when he's just a front man, a corporate shill who reads off a teleprompter. And he'll sign the hate crimes bill. And if they can get it through, they'll sign the climate bill. And if they can get it through, they'll sign another banker bailout takeover bill. And he'll sign the Copenhagen greenhouse gas tax bill. And when they stage another terror attack, he'll sign the national draft bill. And they're already setting up the national compulsory service, and it's going on nationwide everywhere. And he'll give a speech saying it'll be national compulsory service. And then when you say you don't want it, his surrogates will come out on the news and say you're completely insane, it doesn't exist. And then we debate whether it exists or not while it happens. Just like we debate whether there's mercury in the shots or not when any jackass, excuse my French, could go simply go to the drugstore and ask for the stupid insert. But you won't do that. It's too fun to believe the New World Order. It's like the editor of the Chronicle here in town writing an article saying that Centra of Spain taking over our roads for the NAFTA superhighway isn't Spanish. It's publicly Spanish. It's absolute fact, been in hundreds of other papers. They don't care. It's funny. It's a big joke. All right, I'm not going to get mad. I'm already mad. I'm already way past mad. FDA gets new powers to oversee food supply and tax anyone preparing food. Total harassment, total control. Has nothing to do with keeping your food safe. The FDA ruled earlier this year in January. Oh, there's melamine plastic that destroys your kidneys and pancreas and blood system and other glands and organs in almost all formula products, Associated Press. We'll just say it's good for you. Doesn't matter if it kills people all over the place. We'll just say it's good. Financial Times Harris poll. Nearly 3 out of 4 adults are climate deniers. That's right. The good news is only 27% of sampled Americans believe that climate change is real and man-made. You see, the good news is people may not be sophisticated enough to understand all your designs and just how bad it is, but they finally don't believe a word comes out of your lying, stinking mouths. Scumbag PR firms, government, the Pentagon, all of you. And that's the start. 15 years ago, I was dumber than dirt, but I knew the government were a pack of liars because I knew history, and now I know a lot more, don't I? And everybody else is going to be just like Alejandro Jones quite soon enough. And all the Homeland Security brigades and all the Army and all the Marines and all the police can't put your stinking lie together back up on that wall. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put your big, fat, happy, dumpty garbage back together again. Happy dumpty. I'm now inventing new words. Smiling face, lying trash. Excuse me. But good news is coming out. People aren't taking your stinking shots. Over 70% of the public are saying you can take a long hike and go fly a kite. And right at 3 out of 4 Americans buy your global warming trash. 5 years ago, most polls were over 60% bought it. I'm sorry. I'm going to go to your calls. But don't worry, over in Sweden, New York Times, to cut global warming, Swedes study their plates. And the government's going to start taxing everyone on their menus for the carbon footprint of their food. By the way, California's already getting ready to do that, so is New York. So we'll go over that. Federal Reserve runs our country, great editorial with Bob Chapman. Fat family, children taken away from parents. Sky News. That's now starting in the U.S., in Arkansas, of all places. You'd figure it'd be California doing it first, but it's actually Arkansas. And, yeah, you see some 10-year-old child that weighs 250 pounds and has got giant rolls of fat and has a self-propelled stomach walking around. Of course, they don't tell you that a lot of that isn't even overeating, that their pancreases are fried, they eat GMO food. Certainly a lot of it's personal. But the issue here is they set the precedent by showing some really overweight, obese person. And then now, in Arkansas, in a bunch of pilot schools under a federal program, the school comes in, the school nurse measures your fat with calipers versus your height. They don't put into the equation the 3 body types like a real nutritionist would. And even skinny, big-boned people are now being told, you got to lose 10 pounds or we're going to send CPS. Then we're going to fine you, and next we're going to take you. Well, in England, they've now gotten it down to people that I would call husky. I'm looking at this family, and I'm looking at a picture of one of their toddlers, and if I lived in England, they would try to take my toddler daughter. Now, my other children were fat, and now they're skinny. That's normal. That's a healthy child. No, they took the little baby because it was a little bit fat. Now, see, they're honing down to people that I'm looking at this family, and the father is about as big as I was a year ago. I had lost 40 pounds. I've slacked a bit. I've gained 5 back, so I've lost 35 pounds now. But no, I guess I'm evil. Husky. Got a little bit of roll on the belly. I mean, our species was designed literally crawling, you know, scratching out a living in caves and forests and seashores. And I mean, we're designed that if you didn't get enough food, you starved to death. So people who have the genetics to hold on to their calories, that's an attribute on this planet. But now we got so much food and so much of it is empty and crappy, so you're still hungry because your body wants the nutrients. You got to eat 3 times as much, even as supposed vegetables, to get the same nutrients you'd get 60 years ago, because the soils have had chemical fertilizers used on them, and they don't leave the ground fallow. That's a whole other issue. I look at this family, and these people aren't that big. Doesn't matter. They took all their children. 7 children, including a newborn baby, have been taken from their overweight parents and put into care because of concerns over their welfare. Folks, I've got the Pentagon documents, the British documents. I read them all on air. We put them in Endgame. They say they're going to use excuses, shouting at your child, spanking them, not giving them vaccines. It's already started. That's in England. Oh, you won't give your other child the Gardasil shot. Your other one's paralyzed. We're going to take your kids. They're going to find any excuse they can. First, they're going to put your kids in school year-round. Then they're going to do assessments and say, oh, well, you're working till 6. You can't pick them up. So we're just going to go ahead and make them stay at school till 8. And then they're just going to go ahead and tell your kids they've got their own rights. And they're going to let them take Prozac and watch porno movies and do whatever they want. Oh, that's the future. That's in the government documents. Let them have all the drugs they want, whatever. If they'll just sign a form signing over to the state, then they're going to take your kids from you. Hope you enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. And the little bastards are going to come back in little black uniforms with submachine guns and rule over you. That's already started nationwide. Oh, the stacks just continue here. I haven't even gotten into the news yet. But I'm going to shut up now and go to your calls. With a small plug here that I want to salute you. I want to thank you. I want to say hip, hip, hooray to everybody. The word is that Fall of the Republic, from all the gauges I have, out of the gates is going to eclipse, is going to dwarf, is going to, by an order of magnitude, smash the enemy. If the Obama deception in the info war was a 1 megaton nuke dropped right on the New World Order's capital lie of the left-right paradigm, this, it looks like it's going to end up being a 100-megaton weapon. A devastator. I made the film, you've got the weapon system. It can be spread virally. It can be copied. Use it. Burn down the lie. Torch them. Let them have it. Open up on them. I'm going to say this to everybody. Fire at will. Fire at all targets of opportunity. Unleash minds. Release the info war. Savage them. Take no prisoners. Unlock minds. Deprogram. Infowars.com. You can watch it in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. You can call to get it, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, P.O. Box 19549, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Okay, let's go to the calls. John in South Dakota, you're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, Alex, you know how united we stand, divided we fall?
Yes. They say we've got to unite under their tyranny. So we don't unite under their counterfeit. We do unite under decency, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, common sense, and red-blooded liberty.
Yeah. Okay. Now, these guys got the red states and the blue states. They got us divided there. Fox News, their logo is all red state now. You know, and I'm not for CNN, don't get me wrong.
But so listen, we say we want free states.
Okay, what we need is a third party. The red, the white star and the white stripe on the flag. Light shiners, people who shine a light on darkness. Look at the darkness around you, Alex. All the media witches are dressed in black. They got the red, white, and black socialist colors from the Nazi flag. We need the third party, the white star and the white stripe. And people that are under distress in this country, they need to fly their flag upside down.
All over the country, the police come and arrest people. We've had them on or harass them. They're so uneducated. When a ship is burning and you need help, you fly the flag upside down.
We're under distress. We need to fly that flag upside down. Good patriotic Americans need to do that. We don't have to be against the red and the blue. We need to have the white star and the white stripe shining the light. This is your ball, Alex. I need you to run with it. Just look at the witches dressed in black on the media. Look at the guys. Look at Obama's colors. Black, white, and red. Socialist colors of the Nazi flag. Alex, you inspire me. And one other thing I wanted to say. Oh, look at the Supreme Court, all dressed in black. Look at your circuit court, all dressed in black. The police are dressed in black. Black is the darkness. We need to shine a light on the darkness, Alex.
Well, the reason they wear black is it projects authority and power. And, yes, this goes back. Our common law today is being taken over by Roman civil law, not Germanic common law mixed with Mosaic law is what we had in the last 1,000 years in the West, and quite a combination, good law. They're replacing it with a Roman civil law, and the judges, and you read the filings in court, you pray to the court, the judge is raised from you. He wears the robes of Saturn, and that's what the Romans did. So it's the black robes of Saturn. And the Praetorian Guard, the imperial inner guard of the city of Rome, guarding the Caesar and guarding the state, wore dark blue. And that's why police wear blue. And so, yes, the police shouldn't be wearing blue, and they sure shouldn't be wearing black. They should be wearing something like khaki. It just colors mean a lot. It goes back to heraldry. It goes back to symbols. And you're absolutely right.
Alex, I lost my train of thought. But listen, Alex, you need to get that white star and white stripe, and we need to shine the light on the darkness. We need to change people's hearts. People's got to change their hearts and just go away from the evil.
You got me feeling bad. I'm wearing a dark shirt today.
Alex, but listen to me. You need to take them colors off. Them are gang colors, man. And remember the guys with the trench coats?
Let me stop you. Listen, I got to let you go, John, because I promised to get to everybody here quickly. Look. Everybody loves the symbol of the sun. Everybody loves the symbol of the sun symbol or a swastika. It's a powerful symbol. I mean, the Indian, Native Americans used it. The Indians in India use it. All the Germanic tribes used it. The Chinese used it. I mean, every tribe has sun symbols. But somebody evil uses it, then everybody thinks of it as evil. You're right. When they wear white shirts, red ties, black jackets, that is a fascist communication. But when you wear a dark suit to a funeral, it just means you're sad. Okay, so these are archetypal images. You know, if you have the earth symbol with the sun in the background, that is an archetypal image that is literally ingrained on us, and the enemy has expropriated that. I will tell you a symbol that is pure evil and is truly their invention. That's the pyramid with the all-seeing eye on the top. That's the symbol of a tiny illuminated group on the top and a dumbed-down slave mass on the bottom. 666 is the calculation of many of the inner chambers in the pyramids that they did their rituals in. 666 is a purely evil invention. But many of the archetypal symbols you see, those are just symbols that are already in our souls that are communicated geometrically in the universe around us, and the establishment uses them because of their great power. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Atlanta. George, you're on the air. Welcome.
Man, I sit here on hold and I think, what am I going to say to Alex Jones? What am I going to say to Alex Jones? And man, what I got to say is, yeah!
You know,
man, that, yeah! Yeah, that's how I feel when I get out and take action and put up Obama stickers and make DVDs and unlock minds. And it pisses me off to hear callers say, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. Because, I mean, it's the feeling of empowerment to go out and take action is the reward for waking, unlocking your own mind. And then
stay there. I'm going to hold you over. But see, I'm not saying sports are bad. They're great for children. Sports are good. But it's become distorted. Just like a symbol can be good or it can be bad, it's been distorted. It's been taken away from us. It's being used. And they take our tribal energies to get all warlike and have a tailgate and go down to the UT game, and it feels so good. We're really meant to be riding around together having tailgating parties about how we're going to stop NAFTA and GATT that destroyed our country, how we're going to get rid of the carbon tax, how we're going to say no to federalization, how we're going to take our nation back and rebuild it. That's the buzzing, you know, like a bunch of bees building a honeycomb. That's that energy, and they expropriate it and push it into something that's a shadow of itself. Stay there. I like your spirit, George. We're going to come back to George in Atlanta. We're going to go to John in New York, James in Japan. In fact, I'll skip ahead to James in Japan next, and Robert, New Jersey. Then Lindsay Williams is coming up, Bob Chapman, Daryl Rundis, and Stuart Rhodes of Oak Keepers.
If you believe Obama is creating runaway inflation, I'll tell you how to profit from this insanity with a free kit. First, the facts. Obama is spending like a drunken sailor. $700 billion for TARP, $122 billion for AIG, more for Fannie and Freddie. The result? A deficit of over $1.8 trillion and the probability of interest rates going above 18% and inflation above 20%. Now the good news. Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, created a free inflation survival kit. The kit outlines how these circumstances created opportunities to turn $10,000 into as much as $431,000 in 12 to 18 months. If you're thinking about gold, get this free kit now by calling 888-314-8782. That's 888-314-8782. Or go to the website inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
George in Atlanta, finish up your point.
Yeah, well, man, how can you not get fired up about stopping these people? What got me was the FLIR footage from Waco. When I realized that they could show video to people of machine guns, and then the men that invented the thing said that signature cannot be duplicated in nature, and then you realize that our government will kill us. And that's such a hard thing for people to tell.
Yeah, you've got infantry troops piling out of the backs of Bradleys, Christmas tree flashes from the ends of their machine guns, from their M16s, the Delta Force, and then the media gets up and says, oh, no, those are just flashes from tinfoil on the ground.
Unbelievable. And then today, the CDC released numbers that in 2005, abortions killed more black babies than all black people died from combined. There were more deaths from abortion of black children than there were all other black people combined.
But that's liberal. Oh, the black leaders tell the black folks, this is liberal and loving. Margaret Sanger calls you subhuman. Isn't she sweet and good? But if somebody doesn't want Obama to fund forced abortions in China and abortions in Africa, too, and if you don't want to pay for abortions in Austin with your tax money, you hate black people. You don't want to kill them. How dare you not want to murder them? You're scum. I'm sorry, I'm racist. Okay, I'm for killing blacks. I'm liberal. I hear you.
It's on there. It came out today, and the numbers are out there. 203,991 abortions for black babies, and then 198,000 black people died of other causes. So how on earth can people not wake up to this?
You're a racist.
Anyway.
You are a racist. Are you white, George?
What?
Are you a white person?
Unfortunately, I'm a white person, yes.
Well, listen. It's not your business, Whitey. It's not your business if Margaret Sanger called black subhuman weeds and set up extermination centers and the big black leaders are all paid off sending their people in there to kill their kids. You stay out of that business, you racist. I appreciate your call, racist. How dare you have a political opinion and not want to kill black babies? You're sick. Bill Gates funding all this garbage worldwide and Ted Turner, they're loving liberals. You, because you don't want blacks dying, are a racist scum. And I am, too. The Southern Poverty Law Center, they'll save us. Let's talk to James in Japan. James, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, this is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. I want to thank you for taking my call. And
hey, good to have you here, buddy.
It's great to be here. And first, I just want to thank you and all the InfoWars staff for the incredible service to humanity that you just provided in deploying that new tool in the InfoWar, the fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama. And, of course, I don't have to tell the people who are listening out there just what an incredible documentary that is and how it really is a quantum leap forward in content and presentation for you. So my hat is off to you for the incredible effort that you put into that documentary. But for people out there who are looking to get this out to others in an effective way, I've got maybe a different take, a different idea. Of course, the audio is something. Of course, everyone knows the video looks incredible, all of the effects and the video-generated effects that you've used. But the audio is also incredibly crisp, incredibly clear, and there are no significant lengthy pauses. So what I've done, actually, is taken the audio from the documentary, scraped it off the video, and I've just served it out to my 4,000 podcast subscribers, because I know there are a lot of people out there who don't have the time to sit down and watch a 2.5-hour documentary, but will have the time to put it in their MP3 player and listen to it on the drive to work or whatever.
And my films do well with audio. That's why last week I aired 20 minutes of Endgame on the Sunday show. I guess last weekend I did, last Sunday, 7 days ago or 6 days ago. And that's a great point. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you for a few minutes. Then we got Lindsey Williams coming up. We'll continue with phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.